In the old time, there was a rich, powerful, and reputable Sultan. This king had everything, but the Sultan did not have a child to carry on his throne. The Sultan went to the doctors, dedicated wolves, and never had children. When he could not benefit from them, he lost his hopes. The vizier was suffering from the same problem. The Sultan agreed to seek a remedy that the vizier had proposed to him. They walked down to the road with the vizier. They met an old Sultan under the tree. "What's the matter, my Sultan? How can I help you?" Sultan asked. "Me and my vizier have a big problem. Neither me nor my vizier can have a child, so we are so sorry." "My Sultan, my vizier, I will help you, but you should do exactly what I say to you," Sultan said. "Promise," they say. "Take the half of the apple, my Sultan, and my vizier take the other half. My Sultan, you will have a baby girl, and my vizier, you will have a baby boy. Name them Tahir and Zuhre. When they grow up together, pair off them, never separate them." They returned to the kingdom. 9 months and 10 days later, the Sultan had a daughter and the vizier had a boy. They cried so hard, but they would stop crying when they came together. They took lessons from the most prominent teachers. They did everything in harmony. They had a nice childhood. But at the age of 10, Zuhre started to feel some feelings to Tahir, and she kissed Tahir while he was sleeping. When they became teenagers, they fell in love. Zuhre became a beautiful girl, and Tahir became a handsome boy. When everything went so well, Zuhre's mother wanted to marry her daughter, not with the vizier's son, with the Sultan. Meanwhile, a slave whose name was Karadikan was an evil man. He was in love with Zuhre, so he felt jealous very much. Although the Sultan wanted to marry his daughter with Tahir, but they deterred the Sultan from this idea by taking a magical sherbet which he got from his wife. The Sultan called to Tahir and dismissed him from the palace and banished him to the Mardin castle. In this castle, Tahir had kind of tortures. 7 years passed here. One day, Zuhre sent a letter to Tahir by the help of a soldier. So he prayed to the god and asked him to save himself from the dungeon. God accepted his prayer and opened the door of the dungeon. A black horse appeared in front of Tahir and took him to the Zuhre's front yard. She took Tahir to her mansion for 40 days. They had fun, but Karadikan saw those two again together and told the Sultan again. The Sultan released his troops, but Tahir killed them all. Therefore, the Sultan cheated and told him, "If you surrender, I will do your wedding." But the Sultan trapped him in a chest and threw him in the river of Shad. The friends of Zuhre, who are the daughters of who reigns the river of Shad, girls saved Tahir. At this time, Zuhre was given to a Sultan and wedding preparations were made. Tahir disguised as a poet and arrived at her wedding. Nobody could dare with him there. And finally, she saw Tahir. On their wedding day, they decided to escape. That day, Tahir waited with the two horses on the road. But Karadikan saw them again and reported to the Sultan. Tahir was caught again. The Sultan asked him to sing a song without name of Zuhre. But he couldn't. So the Sultan killed Tahir. Zuhre heard the death of Tahir. She cried in pain. She was deeply sorry and she felt anger to her father. and soon she died because of her sorrow. Sultan realized his mistakes and felt a very deep regret, and he cried. While he was crying, Sultan appeared. "Why are you crying, my Sultan?" he asked. "I made a big mistake. I didn't keep my promise and I broke my vow. I separated them and they died because of me." "Yes, my Sultan, you made a terrible mistake and you will live with that pain forever." Karadikan did all those evil things, but he couldn't bear this pain and the loss of Zühre, and he fell to the ground and he died. They were buried side by side. At the end of the hand, the slave called Karadikan were buried. A pink rose above the grave of Zühre grew up, and red rose over Tai's grave. In the grave of Karadikan, a black thorn bush ends. This black thorn bush prevents these roses from reaching, and every lover who visits here casts the black thorn bush, but it comes back up again.